This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
So this morning, continuing our Budget 2020 coverage, during the speech, there was a lot of emphasis on moving Malaysia up the value chain in terms of technology, as well as the telecommunications sector. And the government is going to be introducing a 5G ecosystem development grant worth about 50 million ringgit.
Okay, so an allocation of 25 million ringgit will also be given to set up a contestable matching grant fund on digital apps that leverage on Malaysia's investments in fibre optics and 5G. And this 5G will be comprised nine verticals, some of which include agriculture, healthcare, education, entertainment, media, manufacturing. And consecutively also, MCMC will be allocating a quarter of a billion ringgit to improve connectivity in remote areas, especially in Sabah, Sarawak.
So just a little bit of pocket change there. So for more on the line with us this morning, we have to discuss this. We have Tan Jae Young, Senior Analyst with Hong Leong Investment Bank. Thank you very much for joining us, Jae Young. Now, what is your read on Budget 2020 for the technology as well as the telco sectors, especially since one of the key initiatives is driving economic growth in the new economy and digital era?
We view the proposed initiatives in Budget 2020 positively. Telco and tech interdependence is expected to grow stronger in the future, especially in the context of the fourth industrial revolution, or IR 4.0 in short. Under our Industry 4 Forward National Policy, there are 11 enabling technologies identified to digitize our production-based industries, and most of them require a combination of communication and digital capabilities. To name a few, such as Internet of Things, cloud computing, big data analytics, cybersecurity, autonomous robots, and more. Going forward, we expect communication network to be the underlying infrastructure for the digital economy, while in return, the digital economy will be the driving force for the demand of telecommunication services.
And specifically for the telco sector, the government is particularly focused on improving nationwide connectivity and 5G implementation. So we ask, who stands to benefit from these initiatives, Jae Young?
We think that the additional funding on top of NFCP is positive and will assist the sector moving towards government's broadband ambition. Our stance remains the same and believe that fixed telco will benefit first for the simple fact that fibre network is the core ingredient or infrastructure for digital and broadband services. Hence, we think both PM and Time.com are prime beneficiaries. We have buy call on both PM and Time.com. PM target price 5 ringgit and Time.com's target price is 10.14. As for the rural area coverage, cellular and tower players such as OCK and E.co under Axiata's umbrella are expected to play important roles as well.
Meanwhile, there are many tax incentives to promote the electric and electronic sector with capital allowances provided to them. What's the impact of this on the listed tech companies, and who do you see moving up the value chain?
These incentives are expected to stimulate the OSAT players to move up the supply chain and embrace automation. Tax breaks, along with the enhanced efficiency as a result of smart manufacturing, potentially will further improve their earnings. Over the past years, we have already witnessed our domestic players moving up the value chain gradually. For example, Inari and Metron is into chip fab, Vitrox has developed wafer vision inspection solution, and more. With all these tax incentives in place, we think the sector will definitely get a boost.
And also to encourage the use of e-wallets, the government will be offering a one-time 30 ringgit digital stimulus to qualified Malaysians aged 18 and above with annual incomes of less than 100,000 ringgit. So who stands to benefit from this?
Well, the information remains very limited now, but we think that all e-wallets stand a chance to play a role here. But more precisely, we think that the platform players such as Revenue Group and GHL will definitely be an indirect beneficiary of the one-time 30 ringgit digital stimulus. We think they can capitalize on the 450 million disbursement in the form of total transaction value process via both via offline channel. We have a buy recommendation for Revenue with a target price of 1 ringgit and 95 cents.
Thank you so much, Jae Young. And that was Tan Jae Young, Senior Analyst with Hong Leong Investment Bank. And a Revenue Group, which he mentioned this morning, is currently at 1 ringgit 70, up 1.2% this morning, 608,000 shares traded.
Yeah, this is quite an interesting name. Currently, I have to say, Jiang is the only one on the street covering the stock. It's a relatively small cap and a kind of a hidden gem. It does benefit from this e-wallet because it's basically electronic data capturing terminals that we are talking about. Other names that he did bring up was some, of course, the familiar names like time.com and e.co, but you can't buy that directly. That is true, of course, Axiata. And the other name that he likes is TM, because if you're talking about connecting the whole of Malaysia, TM being our, you know, last mile player, of course, benefits. It's not exactly, the price has come down in the last few years, so it's not exactly expensive for a telco company. It's trading at 15 times PE. The street is somewhat even, not very enthusiastic at the moment. It's got 5 buys, 13 holds and 9 sells. Target price $3.95. That's based on Bloomberg consensus numbers.
Yeah, I know not many analysts like to cover small caps. Obviously, not much money follows them by way of fund managers. But these guys, sometimes if you choose them right, they are the ones that become the multi-baggers. So, yeah.
Yeah, but of course, with risk comes return. So, correct. You know, you do need to do your homework before you buy these names.
But Revenue Group does seem quite positive going forward because of not just the Budget 2020 stimulus, but also the fact that we're heading into Visit Malaysia Year 2020. So tourist arrivals are expected to surge on the back of that, and they are also expecting a proliferation of e-commerce because we are seeing the burgeoning e-commerce sector here in Malaysia, and as a result, their electronic data capture terminals are expected to see a higher transaction values.
Now, two other names which kind of interests me in the electronic electrical space is actually this whole move towards moving Malaysia towards up the value chain. And do they actually benefit from this US-China trade war in terms of the substitution effect? So there are two names you mentioned. One is Inari and Vitrox. Now, the thing about tech stocks is that they generally aren't the cheapest. But if you look at it, the street is quite keen. I'm evenly split on Inari too. 8 buys, 8 holds and 2 sells currently. And Vitrox has 3 buys, 4 holds and 11 sells at this juncture.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.